Workers' action an alternative to bosses sanctions Helen Paterson, Socialist Party London Regional Secretary. Still following their plan to not intervene militarily against Russia in its war on Ukraine, Western capitalist powers have instead turned toward economic sanctions. As a consequence, at the time of writing, the Russian stock market remains closed. These sanctions, while supposedly aimed at the oligarchs and big business traders, will still have the biggest impact on the poorest in Russian society. The rich never pick up a bill they don't have to, and will find any way they can to make the working class pay. Cost of living crisis. Similarly, outside of Russia, the impact of sanctions on oil and gas prices, given the large amount of reliance on Russian oil and gas internationally, will be passed on to the working class with rising prices. Prices were set to rise dramatically already, and now the likes of Boris Johnson will try to blame the war in Ukraine for the cost of living crisis. Protests have taken place internationally, including in Russia, against Putin's actions. But the working class can go beyond protests. Dockworkers in Cheshire, organized in Unite the Union, have refused to unload Russian oil from a German-registered vessel, and dockers in Kent and the Netherlands have turned around shipments of Russian gas. As opposed to sanctions imposed from the top by capitalist governments, which have the potential to drive sections of the Russian working class towards support for Putin, worker-imposed sanctions can make the appeal to Russian workers to exercise their own strength against Putin and the Russian capitalist class. As part of workers' action across Europe, dock workers could send messages of solidarity to the Russian maritime workers. But support must also be sent to the Russian and Ukrainian seafarers, which together make up a whopping 14% of all seafarers internationally, to organize action for themselves. Worker-imposed sanctions can give confidence to the working class to move into struggle against their own capitalist classes, whether in Britain, Ukraine, Russia or elsewhere. International workers' solidarity. When workers at Lindsay Oil Refinery were on strike in 2009, because the company they worked for wanted to undercut wages and super-exploit a group of Italian workers, they found ways to reach out to the Italian workers. They translated their messages, painted them on big sheets, and held them up near the boats, where the Italian workers were forced to stay. In Ireland, workers refused to touch goods from apartheid South Africa. And South African and Italian workers have previously refused to load arms being sent to Israel. When Pinochet came to power through a bloody coup in the 1970s, dock workers internationally refused to transport Chilean goods or fix Pinochet's fighter plane engines.